The Web Talk Guys radio show is connecting. The audio download begins now.
Welcome to the Web Talk Guys World Radio Show. My name is Rob Greenlee, and thank you for joining us and listening today on CNET Radio or the XM Satellite Radio Network nationwide, or streaming from webtalkguys.com, or even on KLY 1180. We're also on the Mobile Broadcasting Network, where you can listen to our show over any telephone. This is the show to hear about internet lifestyle and technology trends that will impact your life. And with me today is my co-host, Web Girl Dana.
Howdy do, Rob. It's a pleasure. Web Talk Guys has been broadcasting right here from the Pacific Northwest since the end of the last millennium.
And if you're listening to us on the radio, you should make our website part of your experience. We're at webtalkguys.com, and we always have new content on our site. And we have past show audio that you can go listen to anytime. You can go back in time and listen to the Web Talk Guys and what happened maybe like 2-3 years ago, back during the dot-com boom.
Well, you're not going to hear too much from us today after this. This week's show has been hijacked by the 2002 Webby Awards. Well, you know the Webbies. They're the annual San Francisco event handing out honors for websites and individual achievement in creativity and technology online.
Yes, a few weeks ago, the Webby Awards founder and director, Tiffany Schlein, joined us on the show, and you can catch our conversation with her right on the front page of webtalkguys.com. Well, today we're devoting the remainder of the show to a broadcast from the 6th Annual Webby Awards that were handed out on June 18th. And if you couldn't make it to the San Francisco event, then this is the next best thing. Every award given to every category will be covered right here on the Web Talk Guys show.
Plus, since this year's Webbies was a more gentler, more thought-provoking event, you'll hear some forward-thinking words of wisdom from an internet visionary and a poet laureate.
And without further ado, and with our hats off to Tiffany Schlein, we bring you the 2002 6th Annual Webby Awards, presented by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences.
My name is David Michelle Davies. It is with great humility that I participate in the Webby Awards as the Deputy Director of the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. I wanted to thank the 320-person sellout crowd that is in the theater tonight, and the 300 more people who will arrive later this evening, for helping us to honor the best of the web. Thank you.
My name is Willie Brown. And I serve as the mayor of this great and extraordinary, beautiful city. I say that by way of introduction because there are other than San Franciscans who are here. People who've come for the Webby Awards and people who are nominees in the Webby Awards process have come from all over the world. People from Vatican City, from the Netherlands, from Israel, and other locations, let alone from throughout America. And we're just delighted to welcome you to the 6th Annual Webby Awards. The awards were the brainchild of a young, very young woman. It was in her middle 20s when she finally got this dream to become a reality. And that was 6 years ago, half a dozen years ago. I met Tiffany, and she first had it at a very small place. And I didn't fully understand what she meant about the web and why anybody would want to award someone something connected with the web. But her enthusiasm, her enlightenment, and her vision caused me to become a part of her dream, and obviously many others to become a part of her dream. Over the 6 years, I have followed the awards, I've participated in the awards. I was at that magnificent ceremony at the Opera House, when it was totally sold out and people came from all over the world, the red carpet and the lights and all the things that go with the pomp and circumstances of an awards was all part of the Webby. It was saying to those extraordinary, incredible artists in the world of dealing with electronics and digital and matching that with the science that gives you the opportunity to extraordinarily communicate. And communicate you do. Everybody has a website now. Every politician has a website. I see some commercials where little kids have websites where they're selling things and all of us are buying. It's just incredible what's happened in this industry. And this young woman saw the vision and moved the dream. And yes, here we are for the sixth time, Palace of the Legion of Honor, one of the landmarks of this beautiful and extraordinary city, saying congratulations to some very talented people. And tonight we will do just that. The people who will guide us through all of this, of course, is first, Tiffany Shaleen. She literally created this idea of the Rebbe Awards, and she's still the creative director. Please join me, Tiffany. And they're her cohort, and there's nothing about fair employment practices among these two, because they're both women.
It's a full woman production.
Maya Jessen, the executive director of the International Academy of Digital Arts and Science. Now you have them, and they'll be your guides. Tiffany, come on.
You're listening to a broadcast from the 2002 6th Annual Webby Awards that were handed out in San Francisco, June 18. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
And now, the Internet's future. The Web Talk Guys.
The Web Talk Guys are back, and I'm Rob Greenlee, and at my side is Web Girl Dana. You're listening to a broadcast of the 2002 Webby Awards. The San Francisco event honored websites in 30 categories selected by members of the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences.
And you want to see a list of all the nominees and winners? You got to check out www.webbyawards.com. Tiffany Shaleen, the Webby founder, has also posted the 5-word acceptance speeches on the site, too.
Now we rejoin the broadcast of the 2002 Webby Awards.
Welcome, everyone, to the 6th Annual Webby Awards.
Thank you all so much for coming. It's really great to have you here.
We've been honoring the best of the web for 6 years, and tonight is no different.
And yet, completely different all at the same time. The annual Webby Awards ceremony serves as a snapshot in time.
But the pictures from the last year have been pretty intense, and we thought that we wanted to honor the web and be more reflective and have a little bit more dialogue than the big award show than we've done in the past.
So much has happened since the last Webby Awards that the mayor talked about on July 18th, 2001 at the Opera House. The Webbies aren't what they used to be, and it would be silly if they were.
Everything is not what it used to be, and the world is changing, and the Webbies are changing with it. So tonight we selected the Legion of Honor because between the name the Legion of Honor and Rodin's The Thinker, which today was so beautiful, we thought it encapsulated everything that we were wanting to say about honor and reflection and thoughtfulness. In previous years, we had a big theater show, and this year we thought it would make a lot more sense to have a private ceremony honoring the core people in our community who have been nominated tonight and our sponsors and our strong supporters. So when people ask, why is this going to be a smaller show this year? We just kind of feel like this made sense.
So every year, the Webby Awards have a guiding quote. This year, we were inspired by Arthur C. Clarke, who said, when it comes to technology, most people overestimate it in the short term and underestimate it in the long term.
But it was that overestimation we love
Go
that
ahead,
quote too.
Love it too.
Says so much. But the silver lining to that overestimation, to all that hype, is that it brought 500 million people online to see what all the hype was about. And then they didn't leave. And they didn't leave during the crash, the internet crash. And then they didn't leave when the real crash of September 11th happened. And in fact, I thought it was a shining moment for the web. The web served as this great facilitator for the whole world to communicate about everything that had happened. So in some ways, it was a shining moment for the web.
And the web is really becoming worldwide. This year, we received more entries than ever before, thousands of entries from 36 countries all over the world. And the web is now also woven into the fabric of our everyday lives. All you have to do is look at these fabulous nominees.
And before, it was always about, like, what's the big idea? What's all the potential? And everyone was thinking so big. What's the next big idea? But I think a lot of us have now come to realize that the smaller things are infinitely more important. And then it's really about those small connection points, which are ultimately those links that you see on the web.
And the Webby Awards is all about those links. The nominees and winners are here thanks to the efforts of 420 members of the Academy. The nominees and winners are selected in a rigorous 6-month, 3-tiered judging process, which requires hundreds of people to establish the best.
So if you're in this room, you're the best of the best. And I want to reiterate this part because I know there's going to be winners tonight. And this is why I don't watch sports, because it's hard when you see the winner and then there's people that don't win. But it's true. But every one of you in this room, if you're nominated, it's such, I mean, really, when everyone said, you know, what were the entries like? We received more entries than we've ever received, 20% more. And if you're in this room and just being nominated is a huge honor. So I hope you'll hold that.
Take a moment. And while many award ceremonies rely on the star power of Hollywood to announce their winners, our stars are our winners. So tonight, we're leaving that up to you.
Some of you received envelopes on your way in, but now, those of you that are not nominees and would like to participate as
our nominee in a different category.
Yeah, or nominee in a different category. Just raise your hand, because you're going to be part of this. This is a social experiment tonight. If you're not a nominee.
Well, you can be, but don't take an envelope for your own category. Of course, this is all about honor. Oh. And when you get them, let's be clear. Don't open them.
Don't open them.
We do have PricewaterhouseCoopers in the audience.
It's an honor system. So some of you might be called upon at other points as well. Before we really get started, this has all been kind of warm up. I have to introduce our sonic goddess of the evening, DJ Pollywog.
We're listening to a broadcast from the 2002 Webby Awards, honoring websites in 30 categories that were selected by the members of the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. You can check out a full list of the nominees, the winners, and the 5-word acceptance speeches you're hearing now at their website at webbyawards.com. When we continue, we'll hear from Stuart Brand about taking the long view of the net. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
Welcome back to the Web Talk Guys Radio Show, and I'm Rob Greenlee.
And I'm Web Girl Dana.
Today we're bringing you a broadcast from the 6th Annual 2002 Webby Awards. We're at webtalkguys.com. The Webby Awards are at webbyawards.com.
Imagine that. Let's rejoin the nominees and the winners gathered at the San Francisco, California Palace of the Legion of Honor.
Tonight is all about old-fashioned interactivity. That's become such a buzzword, and people forget it just means talking. So you guys are all part of this interactive award show. When we're thinking of old-fashioned interactivity, we're thinking about intimate, which this theater is, and we're thinking about special. We're thinking about the Webby's Unplugged. And we're thinking, instead of big, we need to think long-term. We need to think, instead of big, long.
And we have someone in our audience who's done a lot of thinking about thinking long, and that is Mr. Stuart Brand, who is the president of the Long Now Foundation, and he is going to give us a moment of his time to give us some of that thinking.
All right.
Pharaoh dreamed of 7 fat and beautiful cows, and 7 lean and ugly cows. And lo, the 7 ugly cows ate the 7 beautiful cows. Joseph explained what the dream meant. There would be 7 fat years coming in Egypt, and then 7 lean years, and the 7 lean and ugly years would eat the 7 fat and beautiful years. That's us. In 2002, we remember fondly the pronouncements deemed appropriate in the bountiful years from 1993 to 2000. We are extremely cool. Greed is good. Government is bad. The future is more bounteous than anybody can possibly imagine. the Dow is going to reach 40,000. On internet time, the best is the enemy of the just good enough. That's what's known as the short now, where history is last quarter, and the very long-term future is the next doubling of Moore's law. Time is fat and short. The lean years offer a different perspective, tangible right here in a more modest Webby's. Time is lean and long. It might be thought of as the long now, say the last 10,000 years and the next 10,000 years. In the long now, these are pretty mild lean years. Pharaoh's biblical famine was far worse. America's 1929 depression was far worse. And the future is bound to hold some years whose leanness would eat our little downturn like ribeye steaks. See, you feel better already. In the long now, this year's Webby nominees get to compete with Aeschylus, the domestication of goats, the invention of the magnetic compass in China, the invention of the university, and the Maltese Falcon. Who will win the Webbies in 2050, in 2277, in 12,002, and for what? This is a proud lineage. What pronouncements are appropriate for lean years? Fact is, pronouncements are pretty scarce in lean years. Whining is in. I could have sold my WebMD at 107. And the ever popular, what were we thinking? Rodin's thinker upstairs is the brooder. Why didn't I sell? Also in is the kind of pondering that might eventually add up to wisdom. These statements all begin with, .orgs, outlast.coms, and maybe to greater aggregate benefit. The gift economy made the internet and is making it still. There's time to fully bake an idea now. Lean years are not just punctuation between periods of fat years. They are the discipline years, when civilization consolidates its gains and invents its way out of trouble. In the long now, these are the good years. Don't waste them.
You're listening to a broadcast from the Webby Awards from San Francisco. When we continue, we'll hear from the winners in the grassroots categories of activism, community, education, and the government. This is Web Talk Eyes Radio.
The Web Talk Guys, here and now.
You're listening to Web Talk Guys Radio, and I'm Rob Greenlee, and Web Girl Dana's here. You're listening to a broadcast from the 2002 Webby Awards. Let's listen in.
Now we're ready for the awarding. Now tonight, we wanted to focus on the stage, the real stars, our winners. Now basically, I want you to continue to think really old-fashioned, really unplugged, and our main stars of the night are indeed our winners. It is all unplugged.
So this is how it works. When a winner is announced, please, your team, come up to the podium and go ahead and give your five words. But one single representative, take your award and go sit in one of the chairs.
You are our stars. Back to basics. Some of you are given that sealed envelope. We cannot stress enough, do not peek. And do not go above the five word acceptance speech rule. I'm looking, all the nominees are over here. Don't go above the five words or else you might be punished either for opening that envelope early or by going over the five words by the villainous ballerinas. So, if you have the envelope, wait till you get a microphone because we want NPR to be able to hear the brilliant voice and diction that you all have. So you will be brought a mic and then you're gonna read the nominees and you're gonna read the winner, and it's pretty simple, and you're all very smart because you're dressed so smart. so you'll be able to figure it out. Our first, we're going to do our cluster of categories. So, David, Michelle, would you describe the grassroots cluster, please?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Grassroots categories connect people. Websites for people, by people.
So let's start with activism. Who has the envelope for activism? Oh, I see over there. Could it be the Reverend Cecil Williams? Woo! Nobody knows it better, I would say.
I didn't know I had that volume like that. Alternate. CarpWatch.org, Idealistic.org, Peter.org, Tolerance.org. And
who does the Webby go to?
Well, let's see. Tolerance.
Examine your hidden biases.
Up there, you're the first one. Grab a chair. So that's how it works.
That's how it works, and it's gonna happen repeatedly throughout the evening. Now, nominees, I didn't tell this lovely woman, but you can say your names, because people have said, you know, it's five words, but we wanna know what your name is. So when you do your five words, you can first say your name, maybe even what you do, but nothing more than that.
The next category is community. I believe Howard Rheingold has that.
Yeah,
envelope.
Howard Rheingold.
Here comes the mic.
The nominees are Belief Net, Burning Man, Idealist.org, Nerve.com, and the Warren Ellis Forum.
And the Webby goes to?
Idealist.org.
Thank you so much. My name is Ami. Idealist connects people and nonprofits.
All right. Right on. The next category is education. Who has the education envelope?
And the nominees are, I've always wanted to say that. E-Nature, Exploratorium, Jason, Marco Polo, Students Against Testing. And the winner is Exploratorium.
Oh, I like this. There's lots of you.
Science. Art.
Human perception.
Exploratorium.
Government and law.
Over there.
Oh, hi,
actually,
Kim.
It happens to be, I believe,
Tiffany,
the category chair for this category.
All right.
In the government and law category, the nominees are Copyright Website, Council on Foreign Relations, the Library of Congress, NASA, and the U.S. Geological Survey. And the Webby goes to, I always wanted to say that. The Library of Congress.
Now, I think that the Library of Congress called DJ Pollywog last night, didn't they? And didn't they tell you what the five-word acceptance speech was gonna be?
Dewey would have loved the well.
So you get their
Dewey Decimal. Dewey would have loved the web. Okay.
We're listening to a broadcast from the 2002 Webby Awards. More from the 6th Annual Webby Awards in a moment. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
You're connected to Web Talk Guys Radio, and I'm Rob Greenlee, and Web Girl Dana's here. Let's rejoin the nominees and winners of the 2002 Webby Awards.
And the nominees in kids are Channel 1, Ology, Pinhole Spy Camera, SFS Kids, and TeenWire.com.
And the winner is Ology.
Congratulations.
Steve Gaino from the American Museum of Natural History. Kids want to know what's what.
Nice. Very nice. Congratulations.
Now, the last winner of the personal website category gets to announce the next, hand the trophy up. So I think we have Dancing Paul.
The nominees for Best Personal Website are Abnormal Behavior Child, The Committee to Free Lori Berenson, Hungry for Design, Jeff Harris, and PrayStation. And the winner of Best Personal Website is The Committee to Free Lori Berenson.
My name is Ken Deverly. Thank you. Free Lori Berenson.
Politics are next, and I think our expert on politics, the Mayor Willie Brown, is going to do those. The honors on that one? Yes.
The nominees are California Voter Foundation, Center for Responsive Politics, Political Money List, The Hill, WashingtonPost.com on politics. The winner, Center for Responsive Politics.
I'm Larry Noble. This is Ryan Casey. Money talks, we eavesdrop.
You'll get the Villainous Ballerina for that, too. Our next award is in science, the science envelope.
So, in the science category, the nominees are Becoming Human, E. Funder, Eric Weinstein's World of Mathematics, NASA Earth Observatory, and the SciTech Daily Review. And the winner is Becoming Human.
I'm Lenora Johansson, producer, and Susan Say, executive producer.
Hominids rule.
Thank you, Lucy.
And now we reach the last category in grassroots, which is spirituality.
The nominees on the spirituality plane are BeliefNet, Glide Memorial Church, GraceCathedral.org, Islamic Studies, and the Vatican.
Whoa.
Isn't that a diverse group?
That's a diverse group.
And the winner is BeliefNet.
Congratulations.
Steve Waldman with BeliefNet. Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, talking.
Now, we asked some of our Academy members who aren't here some questions. How has technology changed your life? And this is Douglas Rushkoff from New York, one of our Academy members. He said, now you're just being silly. How has the air changed your life? If it weren't for technology, my life wouldn't exist.
Now, for somebody's life who's really been changed by technology, a retired cattle rancher and also the co-founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, one of our favorite people, John Perry Barlow, will tell you, like, take a moment.
The other day, I was trying to get on an airplane. I had a 4-inch crescent wrench in my pocket. And the security person said, I'm sorry, sir, you can't get on the plane with that. I said, what am I going to do, take the plane apart in mid-flight? And she said, no, I'm afraid that's a tool. And I said, but language is a tool. This didn't help. You know, I think one of the problems with the short view of technology is that we think the technology is anything that was invented after we were 20. And in fact, it's a lot of things. Indeed, everything that makes us human is that collective enterprise called technology. I am very grateful to be part of it in my own small way, and I'm very grateful to you for being part of it in a larger way. I think that it's been easy in the last year while we were all getting an extremely valuable lesson in humility, and it's been a wonderful lesson for me, I'll tell you. It's been easy to forget and underestimate just how important the work that we're still doing is. We are still designing the architecture of the future in a very fundamental way. I think the internet is still under hype. I honestly do. And I say that with considerable less grandiosity. And I don't talk about people who don't see it that way as being clueless or not getting it. But I do think we have underestimated what we are doing. We're not just simply trying to make a lot of money over the short term. We're trying to make a place where everybody in humanity can come together and be themselves without anybody being in a position to tell them they can't say what they think. We're trying to connect every mind on this planet, and we'll do that, I think. But we need to bide our time, we need to be humble, and we need to be hopeful. Thank you.
You're listening to a broadcast from the Webby Awards from San Francisco. When we come back, we'll find out who wins for the news category, for services, for travel, and in the .com category. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
Let's go back to New Orleans, boys.
You're back with the Web Talk Guys Radio Show, and Web Girl Dana's here, and I'm Rob Greenlee. We're in the midst of a broadcast from the 2002 Webby Awards. Let's listen in to the next category.
Now we're on our second cluster. David Michelle, would you do the honors of describing?
Lifestyle categories are practical and useful. They give us the tools to live our life enjoyably and on our own terms.
Who's got the commerce envelope?
Hello? Mr. Barlow's words made me think of one quote I'm at a loss for who it's from, but sometimes patience is the greatest form of action. Tonight, the nominees for the commerce category are Amazon.com, Baby Center, Cooking.com, Travelocity.com, and Williams Sonoma. The Webby goes to Amazon.com.
And now we have the finance category.
I wish I had paid more attention to these sites. For the finance nominees are 10K Wizard, Financial Engines, Marketocracy, Yahoo Finance, and Yodlee. And the winner is Yahoo Finance.
That would be 2 years in a row. Congratulations.
Nathan Richardson from Yahoo Finance, enriching your lives and accounts.
Who's got the, let's say, we're on health? Who's got the health? Oh, way in the back.
The nominees for health are Breast Cancer Action, DrSpock.com, LifeClinic.com, Planned Parenthood Golden Gate, and TeenWire.com. And the Webby goes to TeenWire.com.
I'm Lydia Franco, and this is Carla Davis from TeenWire. Sex is complicated, we're easy.
And following health, we have living, which only seems appropriate. Who has the living envelope? Oh, back there, all the way in the back.
In living, the nominees are doityourselfnetwork.com, Epicurious.com, Green Home, National Gardening, and Time Out New York. And the Webby goes to Epicurious.com.
She's kind of like... Paul Schaefer. Next category.
News.
The news category. Who's got the envelope?
In the news category, the nominees are AllAfrica.com, Arts and Letters Daily, BBC News, Debka File, Pointer.org. And the winner is BBC News.
Well, my name's Mike Smart, striving to report things fairly.
Now, who's got the services envelope? All right.
The web is all about services. And the nominees are Embark, Evite.com, GoToMyPC, Rise.com, and TicketWeb. And the winner is Evite.com.
moving on to the next category, which is travel.
In the travel category, the nominees are iGo, YouGo, Lonely Planet Online, Site59.com, TravelIntelligence.net, and WorldHum. And the Webby goes to Lonely Planet Online.
Now we're going to move into our next cluster, which is broadband.
And the nominees for broadband are 120seconds.com, Be There, Guggenheim.com, Kazaa, and Oddcast. And the Webby goes to Guggenheim.com.
Okay, who's got the fashion envelope?
The nominees in the fashion category are Hint Fashion Magazine, Lumiere Magazine, SoWear, Style.com, Zuzu.com Magazine.
Zuzu.
And the Webby goes to Zuzu.com Magazine.
Hi, Kelly Kwan, editor-in-chief of Zuzoom.com. Okay, full screen fashion lives online.
Wow. You're listening to a broadcast from the 2002 6th Annual Webby Awards. When we continue, Tiffany Schlein and the Webby Awards will hand out honors in the entertainment category, such as film, music, and of course, the weird category. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
You're connected to Web Talk Guys Radio, and I'm Rob Greenlee. You're listening to a broadcast from the 2002 Webby Awards.
We thought tonight's really about getting down to the bare essentials, and most people think of entertainment, they think of movies and films and books, but really poetry is entertainment at its core central. So we are very lucky to have with us the current and third San Francisco Poet Laureate, Devorah Major. Please welcome.
When they asked me what I wanted to do with my 2.5 minutes, I chose to talk about something I had been wrong about because it gave me so many choices. I have been wrong about time. Once I thought it had substance, thought I could count it as it rambled by, sheep, pennies, days, thought I could wear it, even taste it, bitter, saccharine, sizzling, nectar deep in the bowl of my tongue, seasoned gristle, chewed into minutes, seconds, microseconds, until I found myself eating more of it but enjoying it less, as I would divide, dissect, defy, and of course at times be defeated by time's machinations. I was wrong about time, until I realized that time was a man-made invention, a dark cloaked figure, scythe poised to cut us down. Never enough, always too much, need more, can't catch it fast as we race, can't catch it, always in front of us, sometimes in back, always on top of us and underneath. It was weighing me down. Until universal internet time was declared. And a logarithm for new time conversions was created, a virtual time for a virtual world inside the actual world where we all live. Time was hacked into binary lines and angles until we all fit into the same moment. So when the sun creeps up on Kilimanjaro and the moon settles over Mauna Loa and a lizard is wedged between rock shadows and the flatlands of the painted desert, we can call it the same moment in universal time. Ah. I thought, as I watched time definitely and infinitely fall into the plethora of violence and the paucity of healing that is the stopwatch of our era. Time exists only as a contract we keep or break with each other's and ourselves, a memory we smell or forget, a terror we confront or duck, a bridge we blow up or build. I've been wrong in thinking time moved when it was the earth that shook, the sky that rushed, we that surged. I had been wrong in believing that times changed when it was the world that changed because we nourished or reduced the life around us, not in time, not on time, not despite time, but that we in our actions through our growth and decay have always invented and continue to invent that godlike entity that we call time.
Hey, Webbies. My name is Victor. I'm from youthradio.org. Just, you know, if you want to check out the site later. And this is the film category. Coincidentally, there's a piece on film on the site right now if you want to go check it out. Yes, the nominees for the film category are Donnie Darko, iFilm, Metacritic, Waking Life, and Without a Box. And the winner is Youth Radio. Oh wait, no, Donnie Darko.
They're in England, and they really did call with these desperate five words, Spielberg, give us budget.
And following that, the next category is humor.
David Strauss, withoutabox.com. And I'm privileged to participate in this interactive evening. It's really
Thank
wonderful
you.
That you're doing it this way. The nominees for humor are company.com.
Nicely done.
Heartless Bitches International.
Oh, he went all out on that
Lego
one.
Lego Death, The Museum of Horrors, The Onion, Satire Wire. And the winner is The Onion.
Tom Hanks of the Webbies, they always win.
They always win, and then you always love them.
I'm Tim. Airport security should love this.
They have won a lot, and they're very deserved. We love The Onion, we do.
More from the 2002 Webby Awards in a moment. This is Web Talk Guys Radio.
Web Talk Guys, downloading.
Web Talk Guys, buffering.
You're connected to Web Talk Guys Radio, and I'm Rob Greenlee.
And Web Girl Dana right here.
Hey, we're eavesdropping on the 2002 Webby Awards, honoring the best of the web. Let's rejoin them.
Our next category is music.
Hi, I'm Andrew Goldberg from The Smoking Gun. The nominees in music are All Songs Considered, Free Muse, Hearts of Space, Live 365, and Loop Labs. And the Webby goes to Loop Labs.
I'm Craig from Canada, and everyone deserves to make music.
And our next category is games.
Chris Wagner, BaffHacker.com. And the nominees for the game category are Banya, EA.com, Gamasutra, NetBaby, PopCap Games. And the winner is NetBaby.
Brian Bell representing NetBaby. Check out the new site.
Who's got Princine's envelope? Right there.
Okay, well, I'm Betty Ray from Live365, and I'm a little disappointed that we didn't win last time, so I have to get over it. Okay, Princine's. The nominees are Mr. Beller's Neighborhood, National Geographic Magazine, On the Rail, Salon.com, and The Smoking Gun. And the Webby goes to Salon.com.
I'm Catherine Miskowski.
And we know Deep Throat is...
Come here.
Now it's time for radio.
I'm Brian Dunbar from NASA.gov, your tax dollars online. And the nominees in radio are BBC Radio 4 website, kpig.com, RTE Interactive Radio, Transom, and Youth Radio. And the Webby goes to BBC Radio 4 website.
Congratulations.
Gregory Stevens, The Lone Surfer Never Lies.
Congratulations.
And who's got the sports envelope? Charlie Patton.
All from right. Getty Images.
Hello, I'm Charlie Patton from Getty Images. And the Webby World Cup of Sports nominees are 2002 FIFA World Cup, Backpacker.com, ESPN.com, the San Francisco 49ers, and Surfline. And the winner is... Sticky fingers. And the Webby goes to ESPN.com.
To all our users, thanks.
That was succinct. Who's got the TV envelope?
Which is
that?
TV nominees are BBCI, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, EOnline, The Osbournes, and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the Webby goes to The Osbournes.
Now, Amy, I did speak to The Osbournes this morning and I need to help. Their thank you speech was, if you can whistle, a lot. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
And now our final category in entertainment, the weird category. One thing to keep in mind is the definition of this is really important. Sites so forward-thinking they seem strange or abnormal when viewed without the future in mind.
That's the definition of weird.
The nominees are spam radio, mind control forum, Devices of Wonder, Cut Off My Feet, aka Freak's New Feet, and All Your Bass Are Belong to Us. And the Webby goes to Devices of Wonder.
You're gonna get a half.
Christopher Dye.
Chris Testa, lead producer. Can C-3PO play clarinet?
Good. So now we're gonna go into our three special awards. And the first one is NetArt.
I'm Ken Goldberg, Department of Webby's Homeland Security.
Yes, and my husband.
The NetArt nominees are 360 Degrees, Consume, Desk Swap, PrayStation, and They Rule. And the winner is 360 Degrees.
Hi, I'm Allison Cornyn from Picture Projects in New York. Our five words are social and political examination, our art.
Now, we have someone extremely special person in the audience, and he invented the mouse. He was also one of the inventors of email, and he was the winner of our Lifetime Achievement Award last year, Douglas Engelbart.
Thank you. The nominees for the technical achievement are David Rumsey Historical Map Collection, Google, Memory Stick, Rebol Internet Operating System, and Volantis Systems Limited. And the Webby goes to David Rumsey Historical Map Collection.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm David Rumsey, and this is Christian McManus. Maps are ultimate eye candy.
And now we're going to give out three new awards that we did in partnership with Nielsen Net Ratings. These awards have no nominees. There's only a winner. They aim to direct both consumers and the industry decision makers to the most popular sites on the internet. We're looking for the quantitative, not just the qualitative, with these awards. So who has the envelope for the Rising Star Award?
And the winner for Rising Star is Emode.
Just to help you understand what this award is, it's for the site whose traffic grew the most between the average of the first 4 months of the year and the month of May.
We are the Emode crew. 50,000 new members daily.
Profitable.
And the top U.S. property award, which goes to the site with the most traffic.
Good evening, Bennett Hall here. The top U.S. property is A-O-L.
Where's Steve Case? I didn't see him tonight.
And now, because this year has really been about the worldwide element of the web, we're going to award the top global property. And the envelope in the very, very back.
Good evening. Top global property is Yahoo.
David Filer from Yahoo. This is my kind of speech. Thanks.
Founder of Yahoo. We have best practices, which is kind of like best movie, and I have one envelope left.
Hi, everybody. Howie Israeloff from the Creative Group. The nominees for best practices are Amazon.com, Google, National Geographic, Peace Corps, and U.S. Army Basic Training.
I love that combination.
And the Webby goes to Google.
That's so nice.
Thank you. The founders of Google. Oh, so sweet. You got a spring.
Larry Page.
Sergey Brin.
This is yours.
Google users.
We're almost at the end here. I would like to bring the producer of this year's Webbys down to the stage, Miss Amy Critchett. Thank you so much. And I want to thank the whole crew. And I actually want to thank someone called Yuri Lane.
This is a journey of sound. Human technology.
A round of applause for the 6th annual Web Award.
This is Web Tech Guys Radio.
And I'm Web Girl Dana.
Hey, my name is Rob Greenlee, and we hope to have you back with us again next week. I'll see you around the net.
Thank you for downloading the Web Talk Guys. Bookmark us now for next week. Same Web Talk Guys time, same Web Talk Guys channel.